the sheer fun, I think, of that often a multiplayer experience delivers, and I'm really glad to see Peaks there as well, because I know it's been
Repo.
Probably one of my favorite from this year.
It's super fun. It's so fun. Basically, to condense it down, you and your friends are climbing up mountains. You get stranded at the beginning of the game, and then you work your way through various levels. And
it becomes obscure in a very, like, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy sort of way. Like, stuff just happens that you could not have seen coming, and the only response is this scared and happy all at once laughter screaming.
Yes. And also, people have been doing some great like tie-ins with fan art, and I've seen some amazing cosplays as well too. You know, that's another thing that it's not just the games itself, but it's also all of this stuff that's spawned from the games. Remixes, cosplay, fan art, mods of games as well too. We were talking a little bit about longevity of games and before the show, and we were thinking back how long Skyrim has been a thing, and how long mods have been a thing for that, and how long it has been supported for a game. So it's nice to see that certain games have that staying power.
Yes,
and
a lot of that's due in part to community. Mm-hmm. Like, community is what holds that up, and it's important to both support and participate and just have fun with the community.
A lot of these gaming awards will have like a still playing award or like still support kind of award. So it's something that has that replayability and that staying power. So shout out game devs for making fun games. And I also like a lot of these awards will have like most wanted or most desired for games that are upcoming as well too. A lot, and it's interesting, gaming awards also, they're kind of unique, and I can't really think of any other awards shows that do this, but a lot of studios, especially bigger studios, will preview games at these shows.
At the actual event. Yeah, you don't often, I think, see trailers at a movie award.
No, the Oscars don't do that.
Movies. Certainly not. Yeah, it is, and it's very cool to see kind of these announcements. I know there's that I haven't looked today, but there's that mysterious statue, I think, that's appeared, that sculpture.
Oh yes.
That nobody knows what's about yet for the Game Awards.
Nice.
And I think the announcement's coming up, so I know people are really waiting to see what the secret behind this just essentially is. Big glowing red sculpture in the desert that,
well, look at that,
doesn't have anything officially tied to it yet. Which is so interesting.
Baldur's, maybe something from Larian, who made Baldur's Gate 3. Very cool. Oh, Divinity. Ooh,
people
interesting.
People are suspecting maybe it's Divinity.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. Definitely want to shout out again everybody who came by the Vancouver Game Expo. That was on the 29th of November at the Roundhouse. And there's also a Discord community, so I would recommend people hop in there. There are a few other local Vancouver-based kind of hubs for game development as well. And I am eagerly awaiting them coming back.
Yeah, me too, for next year. This was, again, like, I think they said this was their first one. I think originally I went thinking it was their second, and I was found out it was their first, so it was an extremely fantastic turnout, it seemed like, for the first one. So I suspect they will.
Extremely okay. So that's the successor studio to Maddie Makes Games, who created Celeste, and also one of my favorite games of all time, Towerfall. That for me is like peak Vancouver gaming. I when I found out that was local here, I was like, this is incredible. I've sunk hundreds of hours into that game. It's one of the best games. And also, it bucked the trend, because this game came out, I don't know, maybe 12, 15 years ago now. And it's had a couple of expansions.
Yeah.
But it is a multiplayer game, and it's a couch co-op game or couch PvP game. So it doesn't have any online. It has a bit of a single player campaign, but its replayable value comes from that multiplayer side of things. And it really, they said, no, we don't want to do online gaming. We want you to sit down with your friends.
With your friends, yeah. And that's exactly how I personally have played this game. Mm-hmm. Was going to a friend's house and busting out more than one controller.
Fun fact, that game first came out on the console called the Ouya, O-U-Y-A. Yes. And that was, I want to say, that might have been 2012, 2014.
I want to say that sounds like if I, and I won't date myself too much, but if I go back to...
I've already dated myself enough on this program.
If I go back to like my early high school days, I think that I remember that coming out and it being... being around that time.
So Ouya, it looks like Ouya in 2013, 2014 kind of thing. And now it's on pretty much everything. And cool thing about the version of Towerfall on the Switch, it actually has widescreen versions of the stages and you can play with more people. If you play on PC, I think you can have up to 8 people, which is crazy. It's like, okay, yeah. I've got to scramble to find enough controllers for everyone. But at the Retro Gaming Expo, we used to do a Towerfall tournament every year. And so we'd have 2-on-2 and then also 1-on-1s as well. Definitely go check that out. Go support them, Maddie and Maddie Makes Games. But now they've moved on to EXOK, Extremely OK Games. I was just looking at some of the sponsors here. Yeah. Obviously, Shell in the Pit, 81 Monkeys, Brace Yourself, Daniel Mullins, EXOK. Full Indie as well is really cool. They Full Indie is another one of those hub community organizations for independent game developers, and they've been around for 15 years now, and they usually have the Full Indie Summit, which has been going on for a couple of years now, and that let's see, yeah, Celeste, Outer Wilds, Boyfriend Dungeon. Was Outer Wilds a Vancouver game? I have a feeling it might have been. Let's see.
I didn't know if it was. So
Mobius Digital. Yeah. No, Mobius Digital is there. Annapurna. No, that's in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I feel that, like, yeah, Outer Wilds, another really big game. But this definitely, people, in addition to the Vancouver Game Expo, definitely go check out Full Indie as well, too. Mm-hmm. They do a lot of really, really cool stuff. And that's more of like a conference as opposed to an exposition. So it's a lot of like more kind of technical background and details about stuff. Yeah. But they're pretty cool. What else? Oh, Red Nexus, Sunset Visitor, and of course all the folks who are putting this on, everybody at the Roundhouse Community Center, which is a really cool space
It was a very cool space.
They also do the it's called VanCAF, Vancouver Comic and Arts Festival, that happens, I believe, in May every year. And that's a lot of fun. And a lot of people who do graphic design and visual illustrations, typography, printing, all that kind of stuff. It's a big, big expo for that.
I'll have to take note of that.
Yes. So some of the, I'm just kind of looking at some of the other games here, seeing, ooh, Cobalt Core, cool.
Yeah, I saw Fruit Golf there. I got to pass by I didn't get to look at it for very long. It was a VR one, and that one was a lot of people were lining up to play Fruit Golf, and it looked
Pirouette,
very fun.
Pirouette Princess, Fresh Tracks, there we go. Witherbloom, Brentwood. Oh, Brentwood. I wonder if that's Brentwood. I wonder if that's Brentwood as in Brentwood in BC. Maybe.
The amazing Brentwood?
Yes. Not sponsored, Brentwood Johnson.
No.
Oh, wow. Look, it just keeps going down here. Oh, my goodness. So good. And you also mentioned, because down at the bottom of the page here it says local gems. You mentioned they had an arcade.
Yes,
people,
they
like
had
a free
they
play
had a little
section.
Free play area that had had Celeste and among other games set up to play there. So I know a lot of people are having a lot of fun, just chilling and playing games, even if they weren't the new ones. Like Celeste, obviously, didn't come off this year. But they were. It was good to kind of just sit down and chill for a second amidst just the full bustle of the convention in full swing. So,
One other thing I can recommend to people who are interested in either getting into game dev or finding out about the scene here, there's a really cool event that happens every year called Global Game Jam, Game Jam Vancouver. So you have a limited amount of time, and usually it's a few days, less than a week, and everybody comes together. You have a team, so artists, programmers, sound designers, compilers, and you make a game.
Mm-hmm.
So you make a full game demo, which is crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah. And they're sponsored by a couple of awesome people. EXOK, Red Hook Devolver Digital, which made one of my favorite kind of roguelikes called Enter the Gungeon.
Yes, I've played many hours of Enter the Gungeon.
Game. Awesome game. Really good sound design. Really, really fun game as well, too. And that is actually, Game Jam is actually coming up because that's in January, and that's usually at Douglas College.
Yeah.
So if you want to go check that up, I think you can sign up on Eventbrite. Let's see. Here we go. Nice. So tickets go on sale and to sign up on December 17th and January 30th through February 1st. So over, I believe, a weekend. And you'll have, you can either come with a team or you can just bring your own skills and you'll be placed on a team. So people would need a programmer, a 2D artist, a 3D artist, sound, music, writer, and project manager. So it's a great way to actually see the whole process of game development. Because I think a lot of people, especially gamers, they'll play a game and they'll experience the game as a finished product.
As a whole.
But they don't get to see all the hours and sleepless nights and computer crashes and everything behind the scenes.
And all the different cogs that are working together to kind of form this final image.
It's a huge thing, and it's so important that we not only thank everyone who puts effort into games, but also recognize them as well, too. Super cool. So definitely go check that out. If you want to find more information about that, that's ggjvancouver.ca, Global Game Jam Vancouver, and that's coming up very soon. The same kind of thing. They had like the 48-hour film festival.
Yes.
It's the similar concept, just with video games.
Yes.
Yeah. Very cool. Wow, I've got so many tabs open. This is a great discussion. Look at all those tabs. Yeah, we were talking about all these different events and everything. And maybe before we move on to the second hour, maybe talk a little bit about your kind of favorite games. What you like to play. What have you been playing recently?
Recently, I mean, I've been a diehard Halo fan. As long as I know, so recently I know it's had its last kind of update. So I've been playing with some of my old Halo pals. It's been a great good time.
Nice.
I've just grabbed the demo for Art of Reflection. So I'm starting that. So that's kind of the new one that I'm planning to, like I said, sink my teeth into kind of over the holidays here. So I'm looking forward to that. I think that's The two main ones. I mean, I've got kind of, I'm a big Monster Hunter fan.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We got Wilds earlier this year.
Nice.
I know we've got a new monster, I think, coming out here the next week or so. So, or maybe a couple weeks, but sometime soon. So
that game is a very visually taxing game.
Yes.
Like, the graphics are intense in that game, but it looks beautiful. I play Monster Hunter 3 and 4.
Yeah, I played 4 on the DS as a child.
Yep.
And that was kind of my first one. And then I really, when Capcom did this kind of move to Xbox and PC and PlayStation with Worlds in 2018 or something, I picked it back and I got really into it. So that's kind of where I've been right now.
Nice, nice. And any games you're looking forward to coming up? Outside of the ones we talked about.
Outside of the ones we talked about. I've not really paid attention, actually, to what the 2026 lineup has looked like. I kind of had to have my blinders on for the past little bit, and mostly what I went and saw was at this expo, so I'm kind of waiting on to see what crops up in 2026.
Neo 3? What? Wow. Cool. Shout out Neo. Very nice. Reanimal. Ooh, another Monster Hunter Stories. Mouse. Oh, this is such a cool game. I definitely want to talk about this on an episode. One of the greatest Canadian games of all time, Cuphead.
Yes.
Right? Cuphead brought back that kind of rubber hose animation, 30s style, and that was in full color. This game that's coming out is called Mouse, PI for Hire, and it's, again, same kind of rubber hose animation, but it's, think like Steamboat Willie, 1920s, 30s Disney, but it's an FPS done in that style.
I saw some, I think I saw some sort of gameplay trailer or something related to it. It looked really slick.
Sweet. Well, definitely we'll yak more about that.
Yes. Well, now that's the one I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, would recommend that. Yeah, go check it out. So let's see. It might actually, March. So it'll be coming out in March next year. Very, very cool. Yeah, Old Pragmata. That one looks interesting as well, too. Karen, what's this? Rock climbing simulator? Talk about it. Because there was this whole, like, era of very, very realistic things, like truck simulator and power wash simulator. So now we've got fish game, and now we have Karen for a rock climbing simulation. Very cool. Very cool.
It'll be interesting to see, like, by the end of this decade, how many, like, how much life can we simulate just in our Steam library?
No need to go outside. You can get food delivered. You can get games delivered. You're good to go. Again, a huge, big thank you to going to that expo.
Course.
Really appreciate it. Everyone, you need to go check out the website, vangameconnect.ca. That has everything about all these exhibitors, as well as links to these games. A lot of these games are available as demos right now to play, so go out and support them. A couple of them are actually already out, and so you can go and support them or on Steam or on other platforms. And for sure, keep your eyes peeled for the next year. If you want to get into game devs or give a shot at doing a game jam, check out Global Game Jam Vancouver. And as always, make sure that we support local art.
Of course, yeah.
Thank you so much, Thomas.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate
it. Thank you for having me. It was a great time.
Yeah, get you back anytime.
Talk about everything new and upcoming. I'm always happy to both support games and, more importantly, the community games, because those are such a bright spot.
Beautiful. Well, we're going to take a little break here on Bitcoover FM, and we'll be right back with more. Shout out to Thomas from CJSF as part of the public affairs crew, an avid gamer as well. Shout out to all my Halo fans, and again, big shout out to the Vancouver Game Expo, which occurred just a few days ago here in Vancouver at the Roundhouse Community Center. Awesome music and games come out of Vancouver. We are really spoiled when it comes to digital media here in this city. We have a very strong tradition of visuals and animation and VFX, in addition to our film industry, in addition to our video gaming industry. So go out and support all those wonderful things. And our background music for this has been Wander Songs, Volume 1, music from the Wander Song OST by A Shell in the Pit. Again, shout out Bryson. So we'll play a few more of these here. We'll take a quick break right on Vancouver FM, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast. And we don't just support chiptune, we also support video games and video gaming pursuits. And sneak peek, Vancouver will be returning to live streaming. That's right, Vancouver is jumping back into the Twitch world. If you enjoy what you hear on the Vancouver program, and you're thinking, 2 hours of Vancouver every week, that's not enough. Well, have I got news for you. Vancouver has fixed the PC. We're going to be jumping back into live streaming. We'll be playing big games, indie games, retro games. We'll also be just doing some chatting as well, too. Going to be rekindling that community online. We know that a lot of our listeners tune in from outside of the Metro Vancouver area, and we're so thankful to everybody who's here local as well. But we also recognize that this show has gone worldwide. We have listeners in Japan, in California, in Ohio, in the UK, in Germany, in South Korea, in South Africa, all across the world. People tune into the program. They enjoy that. The goal for this program is to have all of our previous episodes available for you by the end of the year as a thank you gift to everyone who's been tuning into this program for over 8 years. And starting up soon, Vancouver will be rejoining the live streaming on Twitch. twitch.tv/Vancouver. So go follow that. Go follow us on various forms of social media. We are on Twitter. We are on SoundCloud. We are on Instagram. We are on Facebook. We are on our website, Vancouver.com. You can also go check us out on the CGSF website. You can email us, Vancouver@gmail.com. Please help us grow those follower counts. We've got several hundred of us across those various platforms. And just keep it going. Keep supporting chiptune and video gaming. The Twitch channel itself will be more focused on gaming, and we will obviously direct people towards the program on Tuesday evenings, but it will serve as kind of an expansion. That was always the goal with Vancouver, and it's been some time since I've streamed on there, but the last little while I've been really watching some of the excellent work by some VTubers and streamers, and I watched the Streamer Awards, and it just kind of rekindled my love for interaction in addition to this radio program. We want to feature as much new content as we can, and remind everyone listening out there that there are some amazing games, and it also gives us a chance to interact with you in a more permanent way. The radio program each week allows for a great expansion and discussion like we had with Thomas this evening, but it's only 2 hours, and there's many more hours throughout the week here at the Empire of Vancouver. So please go check us out. We're on all those different social media websites. If you plonk the word Vancouver, B-I-T-C-O-U-V-E-R, into your favorite search engine, then you should come across some social media website. So go and follow us. Tell us what you want to see. Tell us what games you want us to play. And I say us, but it's me. But there might be some friends there too. Maybe Plastic Owl will come by. Maybe Monoloquius, who just sent his album over, and we'll be discussing that on a different program here on CGSF. And of course, big thank you to CGSF 90.1 FM for being the exclusive home of Vancouver FM every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m., Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast. And now a quick break before we get to the top of the hour, where we will discuss the news at 9 p.m. as we regularly do. Let's listen to a little bit of Lena Raine. Shout out, Lena. and the Celeste original soundtrack. This is a double Vancouver whammy right now. We had music and game dev done in Vancouver. This is one of the greatest platformers of all time.